Then he says we have to use God's weapons. And we studied this 2 times ago. But you know the passage. We have to know that we have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and our loins girt about with truth. And we have to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we have to have the sword of the Spirit. That means we don't trust someone else, you know, our favorite elder, to know the verse. We should know the scripture that we need to defend ourselves. And that's the sword of the Spirit. And our spiritual weapons are not humanly invented. These are spiritually empowered. And then James said, and if you want to turn to James chapter 4, I mean, this one is very specific. In James chapter 4, the order that the Lord gives us is astounding. He says that we must submit to God, and submission to God precedes any ability for us to resist the devil. And what James said is, therefore, submit yourselves to God. That's first. It must be first. Then, look what it says in verse 7, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You understand that spiritual warfare starts with submission to God. It starts with a bowing before the one who bought us and owns us, and we submit to him. It continues, Peter said, and if you're in James 4, just turn across the page to 1 Peter chapter 5, and look what Peter says in verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. Be clothed with humility. Do you see that? Peter said, to resist Satan, we must not only submit to God, but we have to live humbly. You know, we live in the proudest society of all. We trumpet ourselves, show off. I mean, it's just the social media has become show myself and in so many ways. And it's just the human flesh feeds on that. God says, you want to resist Satan? You got to start living humbly in God's sight. We're to clothe ourselves with humility before we can resist. Only humble people can resist the devil. And finally, John said this, and as long as you're going, it's right past 1 Peter and 2 Peter. We get to 1 John 3, verses 7 through 9. And this is what John says. He says, not only do we live submissively and humbly and renounce the darkness and use the spiritual warfare, but we live wholly in God's sight to resist Satan. And our lives are only as powerful as our purity in God's sight. And that's why everyone who has this hope, 1 John 3:3 says, who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. We have to renounce all the sins of the flesh and of the spirit. We have to, by purifying, that means we get rid of. We remember Jesus said, you've already been washed, but now you have to wash just the washing the feet was saying, as we go through life, we get defiled. It's almost like we're always splashing up the mud of the world, and we're totally cleansed by the Holy Spirit, but we, by our contact with the world, have to purify and say, Lord, I renounce those thoughts, those images, those things, those words, those feelings. I ask for your cleansing so that I don't grieve your spirit. It's amazing how powerful a pure life can be and how disabling impurity is. So basically, we're supposed to monitor our own spiritual immune system. We have to have spiritual health. You go see a doctor. The doctor says, how are you doing? What are you eating? Are you eating right? Are you getting enough rest? Are you exercising? You know, most Americans have very sedentary lives. Come on. Eat less. Exercise more. Did you know that's what church is supposed to be like? We're supposed to be asking everybody around us, how are you doing eating and drinking God's word? Are you exercising every day in the spirit? Are you reading this thing? Are you doing it? What verse are you memorizing? If you're building your sword of the spirit, what one have you added to your sword this week? Do you have any sword? Did you know that's what you do when you come to church? You don't come and say, hey, are you going to the potluck? I'm going to the potluck. Oh, boy. Well, do you have a new car? I have a new car. Are your kids graduating? My kids are graduating. See you later. Where's the spiritual health stuff? We're all supposed to be exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see that day approaching. It's not the elders who are supposed to be running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to talk to every person. It's the saints talking to each other and edifying one another and encouraging one another. That's our spiritual health. And secondly, our spiritual armor. We're supposed to understand and use the armor. And there's supposed to be testimonies of people saying how they have resisted and how they have found that the weapons of our warfare work. Instead of just hearing lessons about it, lectures about it, we're supposed to hear testimonies about it. That's what we gather for. That's what church is about. It's not Sega Genesis and video games and 600 pool tables and we have more than you. It's we're walking in the Spirit and we're seeing Him at work in our lives. And then we start resisting the devil and we don't ignore him and we're not afraid of him. We go into his territory and we resist him. That's what so much of missions is about, is going into the darkness as the light.